Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Lori Moore, and I am so happy today because I'm speaking with Jane Sibbett, who is one of the main producers for Brotso. And for those of you who don't know who Brotso is, he is an incredible, well, he doesn't call himself a healer, but my experience of him is that his presence is healing people in profound ways, lots and lots of people. He sees 250,000 people a year in Europe, and he's recently started up in the United States and saw 100,000 people his very first year here. And Brotso does something very special that I got to experience a number of times, which is he gazes. He goes into complete silence, and he just lets spirit move him to make eye contact and soul and heart contact with everyone who enters a room with him. And people have profound healings, as profound as healing from cancer when people are about to be on their way out and suddenly they have no cancer, to emotional, financial, all kinds of healings. There's no guarantee, but many people do experience wonderful shifts in their life. And I invited Jane to talk to me today because I'm very excited about something special coming up on 11/11 at 11 o'clock Arizona time, which is Brotso will be doing a gazing live stream online. So wherever you are in the world, you can participate. And I will now just let Jane talk a bit about Brotso and the 11/11 gazing and whatever she would like to share.
Well, Lori, first of all, thank you so much for having me, and I so appreciate how eloquently you spoke of Brotso. You covered everything. You got it down nicely. I'm so proud of you. I don't know anything. I don't know if I have to say anything else. You've done it so beautifully. But yes, it is an extraordinary experience to be able to be in Brotso's gaze for a lot of people. And for me, I especially appreciate this live streaming technology because people who are housebound or in the hospital or in hospice or even financially challenged that they can't even get to an event, they can actually receive Brotso's beautiful gift through their computer beyond the bounds of time and space. It's really, really remarkable gift. So I'm so excited to be doing this also. And thank you. Thank you again for having us here.
Yeah, it's wonderful that people can tune in from anywhere. I play a DVD that you and your husband, Carl Fink, and your teammate and friend, Megan, I don't know Megan's last name, but a beautiful...
Yeah, Megan MacArthur, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. You've made really incredible, beautiful, inspiring DVDs about Brotso's work. And I play one each day and line up a bunch of photographs of people I love in front of it. And I've had some really remarkable experiences. I put a photograph of a dear person in front of it without telling him. And then he called me and said something had overcome him and that he had a problem with alcohol for almost 30 years and he just decided to stop drinking. And I had never heard anything like that from him before. And now many, many months have gone by, and he's never had a drink since.
Wow. That was
wonderful. And then...
Lori, can I just ask? So you just put his picture in front of the video as it was playing. It wasn't just the voice. It was you were playing the video itself?
I take photographs every day, and they sit on the sofa, and they watch Brotso.
It's the video sitter. We used to do that with our children, but this is so much better.
Yeah, people
oh my gosh,
and animals.
Gosh. that is so great. I love
another,
that you're doing that.
And another one was a friend was actually in the hospital, and his weight had dropped so low, and he was so sick that the doctors thought he was going to die. And I brought the photograph to the room where when I got to meet Brotso in person and attend live gazings, and I got a call from that person's mother that he had had a remarkable recovery, really unexpected. And he is out of the hospital now. I mean, his weight's back. He's not ill anymore. So that was amazing too.
That is fantastic. Wow, I love hearing that. We have a lot of people talking about how when they listen to Brotso's voice, also from the Golden Bridge DVD, that they have these kinds of shifts as well. And I haven't heard the video sitting before. As you said before, Lori, a lot of people don't know that Brazo doesn't speak when he gives his gift, when he gazes out over the people, and he doesn't speak in public. But his voice also conveys his energy. And so there's so many different ways for people to experience him. I am constantly blown away that just by watching DVDs, people are experiencing such remarkable shifts. There was even a woman, I don't know if you heard this story, she was at the last live streaming in San Francisco. I don't know if you were part of that, but she got up and she was sharing how she'd received a phone call late at night from a woman on the side of the highway who had found her daughter, and her daughter had been run over by a car. A terrible accident, and her daughter was able to speak to her and said, "You have to come. I think I'm going to die." And so she had the presence of mind to stick the DVD, Brazo's DVD, in her bag as she jumped on the airplane, flew from California to Florida. And she got there, and her daughter had tire treads marks on her face. And the mother the whole time was just asking for Brazo's gift to just to come through somehow and heal and help her daughter. And her daughter has had recovery. I mean, the doctors and the nurses were just amazed that this woman has been literally tire treads over her body, and she was alive, and she was surviving, and she's going to be great and just fine. And so she's recovered. So this woman just came in and said, just by carrying the DVD, I was able to tap into Brazo's gift that way, which is just, I think, a phenomenal, phenomenal gift for us all, that we can have it so simply, too.
I feel so happy when I hear that, and I do remember that woman and hearing her story, and I just feel so happy when I hear these many, many stories of people who could have died, who could have lost hope, who could have lost their body, who there's just story and story and story after story of incredible miracles occurring after people gazing with Brazo, and that's really why I wanted to let as many people as possible know, so if they feel drawn to receive healing for themselves or people they love, that they can attend this 11-11-11.
At 11 at noon. We just had another session at noon as well. And it also goes for situations, professional situations, as you said before, but also animals or communities. Someone was gazing on behalf of their whole apartment complex that was in this big lawsuit, and it's all going their way. They're making shifts that way. And Laura, I don't know if Carl told you, but that we are also opening up this live stream. 11-11-11, obviously it's a big portal day for a lot of people, and they celebrate the unity consciousness. But it is also Veterans Day, and whatever people believe about the war or wars around the world, we believe that there are a lot of people that need help that have come from. A lot of soldiers are really, really struggling. And so we have opened this up so that if anyone is a vet or knows of a vet or even a family from any vets, we open the stream up to them for free. We really want to help them have their recovery. And if you saw the San Francisco streaming, you probably saw Yosef and his story of a Vietnam vet with extreme post-traumatic stress disorder and cancer from Agent Orange and had lost his hearing. And he has had full recovery from all of those things, and he completely testifies that it was Brazo that has brought him to this remarkable, remarkable place of balance, emotional and physical balance. He's thrilled.
Oh, yeah, I feel so touched and moved to hear that, because I actually feel a lot of, I don't know quite the word, but I would say concern and sorrow in my heart about what the vets have gone through and the betrayals they've experienced.
Yeah.
And
what they've been asked to do is beyond the call of most human beings anyhow.
Yeah.
And when you hear the stories, I mean, I saw this powerful YouTube I posted on my own personal Facebook page. It was so moving about what some of these people have experienced and what they were asked to do beyond the laws of any kind of human decency. And so they so need help as well. And so we just want to be able to offer this to anybody, no matter how, I mean, if they came out and they were just doing great service work or whatever, they get their heart balanced for that. But if they were having to do some of the harder jobs, you know, even body bagging, that's like an intense job for so many soldiers. And, you know, there's a lot of people that need help. And that goes not just for American soldiers, but any veterans anywhere in the world. We really want to offer this ability to touch this place of peace that Brazo seems to bring for so many people.
That's a beautiful, beautiful gift. Thank you for giving that. Will you tell people your website so they can go and learn more and sign up and meet Bratzo in person or live streaming if they feel called to do so?
Thank you. Yes, I'd love to. They can find out information for the live and the live streaming events at bratzoamerica.com. That's B as in boy, R-A-C-O, bratzoamerica.com. And on there, if they can just click on the button for events, and they can either click on the live events or the live streaming events, and that will take and give you all the information of how to find where the events are. We're wrapping up our 2011 tour, and I won't be back on tour again until at least 5 months from now. And so this is like our last hurrah for the year. For the live streaming, it'll take you to the live streaming pages where you can also get your tickets for that. And it's just $3 for the live streaming tickets and only $8 for the in-person events. But we try to make it affordable for everyone so they can be a part of it. And as I said, for vets, the live streaming will be free. We have beyond the live streaming on 11-11-11, there's a few other live streaming that we've opened up for the 12th and the 15th of November as well.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you so much
for all this beautiful work you do. I know you work. I'm glad you're having 5 months break because I know you kind of work round the clock. I don't know if you sleep at all.
I don't.
But I guess you get so much energy.
Never. I'm actually not taking 5 months off. It'll actually be 5 months. I will be. I'll be working on the live streaming and.
Okay.
Doing some other projects, but,
yeah.
But it sounds lovely. That's a great idea.
Well, thanks.
Maybe
we'll
listen to the boss. Thank you so much, Laura. I so appreciate you and your presence in the world too. So blessings.
Likewise. Okay, take good care.
All right, you too. Aloha.
Bye. Aloha.